back. It's time once again for another episode of SLMA Radio. Brought to you by the good folks at the Sales Lead Management Association, because if it has to do with sales lead management or sales lead marketing, it probably starts here with the SLMA Radio Show. And today, wearing his thinking cap, it's the man who's always thinking of how to expand the conversation and bring us new content, the one and only Jim Obermeyer. Hey, Jim.
Thank you, Paul.
You know, some of us think we have a thinking cap on, but you tell the whole world. It says thinking right across the top of his cap. I thought, that's perfect. Anybody walks up to you and they go, well, wait a minute, he's thinking.
I wear it quite often in interesting places. People don't know that Paul and I can see each other here today on the program, and I do my best to crack him up when he does the introduction.
So he's doing a good job today.
Gesturing as though I'm directing an orchestra on the way in, and he just keeps trying to deliver the line and not smile too much.
Well, you know what's made me smile? Here it is, March. We're taping this in March. We're doing this live in March, and you thought well enough, because I'm Irish, to bring another Irishman along to celebrate a little pre-St. Paddy's Day here.
Yeah, I mean, we've got a lot of Irishmen on this program, and today we've got Jim Fitzgerald. Jim, welcome.
It's great to be here. Hello, guys.
I don't know if you're an Irishman deep down in your soul, but Paul is, and one of our other hosts, Sean Broderick, on Altify's show, is in Ireland.
Absolutely. Very much so. Boston, born and bred.
There you go. Well, he's going to bring a lot of wit and wisdom with us today here. What are you guys going to talk about? You're going to talk about something I just don't think goes together. Going to talk about direct mail and digital ads working together. I thought one's replacing the other.
No, this guy is going to set us straight here. Some say direct mail has been superseded by digital ads, and some say direct mail paired with digital ads brings results that exceed expectations, which is what got my attention. We're going to interview Jim Fitzgerald, the founder of Terradell, a company that has a platform which uses the latest database disciplines for a defined target audience to bring higher results. Welcome, Jim.
Good to be here.
Integrated communications is not new. It's not a new concept. And I'm not sure that with marketing's rush to digital, that they have sometimes forgotten the strength of direct marketing. I've seen in a late report here it is from SageFrog, that direct marketing is only going to be about 3% of next year's budget for B2B companies, which blows my mind. And so my first question is direct marketing, the direct mail part of direct marketing, resurging as a tactic for B2B marketers?
I think so, and I think the reason is the saturation of digital, whether it's B2B or B2C. There's just so much out there. We're bombarded, depending on who you ask and which studies you read, with 500 to 3,000 digital impressions a day. And the power of direct mail, I think, lies within its invasive nature. It's something you can't ignore.
Unfortunately, I think a lot of marketing departments out there, where 10 or 15 years ago when email first started raising its head and digital ads came up 5 or 6, 7 years ago, and all this came on, I think a lot of those with true direct marketing experience are fading in many of these companies. And when companies want to get back into direct marketing, they've got to go to agencies like yours to make it happen, because they don't have the talent in-house. Am I right or wrong? Tell me I'm wrong.
Yeah. No, I think it's true. I think it's been forgotten, but we are seeing a bit of a renaissance. In fact, we've actually done campaigns for companies like Amazon and Google, which I think speaks to the fact that it's a medium that still very much works. And again, I think a lot of people have wandered away from it because of the perception that digital is less expensive. And you mentioned email. But what frustrates us is, to me, it's all about ROI. Let's say your cost per impression with email may be very low, but what is the return on the email? And what we see is, sure, direct mail is an expensive impression, if you will, but we all know we live in a world where multiple impressions are necessary to get the needle to move. And although it's an expensive impression, it's a much more powerful impression very often, and especially when partnered with digital elements, is very, very effective.
Well, that brings us up to a little bit of a background for you, Jim. You're the founder and CEO of Teradell, a MarTech company located in Richmond, Virginia. The company's all-in-one platform integrates direct mail and digital advertising services, which are used by thousands of SMBs in the U.S. and Canada. We're not talking about just a small thousands. We're just not talking a low, but you've worked with 17,000 small business customers and established white label partnerships, some of the biggest brands in the world, including the U.S. Post Office, Canadian Post, Staples, FedEx, etc. Your company, Teradell, has been named in Inc. 5000 list of America's fastest growing private companies for 12 years, and this got my attention, an achievement held by very few, I think only 22 companies worldwide. Let's get into our subject now, how direct mail and digital ads work together for the higher results, because you've married them. And in this process, I'm going to ask you a little bit further along, is this only for SMBs, or are now you seeing the larger B2B companies coming back around, waking up, using your common sense, and going after qualified marketing, qualified leads that have a high closing ratio because they've used direct marketing? So let's tackle this direct mail and marketing and digital ads platform.
Let's start with the small business group that where we spend most of our time, and then I'll get to the larger B2B opportunities. What we discovered when we launched the program is a couple of things. There was a need, which I believe we met, because most business people and most anybody that's done marketing or even thought about marketing understands at a high level what direct mail is. It's been around forever, and people receive it, see it, and just have a general understanding of how it works. But to complete a direct mail campaign can be cumbersome and complicated, much more so than it has to be. We looked at that, and clearly we believe in it as a medium, but we looked at that challenge and said, what can we do to facilitate it and make it easier? And that's really when the rubber hit the road for us. We took a process that was complicated and simplified it and further democratized it by layering in a lot of data and making that data available to the user. So, for instance, a small business owner can go to our site and within 10 minutes create a heat map of their trade area to find the postal routes that have the highest concentrations of people that look like their existing customers. We then give them the opportunity to select the routes that make the most sense that have those high concentrations, to go immediately to a design option where they can select a template of a professionally designed ad. If they have their own creative that they're working with, they can upload it there. And finally, if they want to work with one of our designers, we'll design something from scratch for a nominal fee. They enter their payment information and they're done. The whole thing, soup to nuts, takes 10 minutes. And we saw great success when we launched that, and that's where we get a lot of attention from some of the strategic partners you mentioned. And we're now, as you mentioned, white labeling the solution for a number of other companies. And as we looked at the marketing landscape, we realized that direct mail certainly is powerful and important, but we know, ironically, from our own marketing efforts, that a lot of the folks we attract to our platform, we attract using digital marketing. In fact, we've become really good inbound marketers. So we know what buttons to push and what drives that sort of thing. And we said, gee, wouldn't it be nice if we could layer in and integrate some of the digital marketing opportunities in a way that creates higher lift, more value, higher return on investment. And that's kind of what we've done.
And what kind of success has this had for the users of this? How long have you been using the platform? We're using both the digital ads as well as the direct mail, first of all, and what kind of success have they had?
Yep. So we've done this piecemeal. Our first entree, we talked a few minutes ago about email. That was the first digital element we brought in. So we partnered with a group that has what we call a very clean permission-based database of email addresses that are CAN spam compliant. The technical term is fully opt-in path verified emails. And they were able to append those emails to physical addresses. So we know that we can reach, if we mail, let's say, 10,000 homes that we've targeted through our demographic and geographic methodology, we can reach about 25 or 30% of those homes with email. So you're getting that second kind of bite at the apple with any marketing contact you make. You get that powerful first impression with direct mail, and now we chase that with three emails over 3 weeks to a portion of that same audience. So that was the first thing we did, and that was very well received. And then we looked at other complementary marketing offerings. And the first one that came to us was display advertising. And with the tools that are available today, we can reach the same audience that we're actually sending the direct mail to via a IP-based address database that has been, again, triangulated back to physical addresses. We know with about 98% certainty that we're serving up ads on folks' web browsing sessions to the same folks that are getting the direct mail piece. So that was kind of phase two of the digital add-on. And finally, most recently, we added Facebook advertising, which also allows us to reach that same audience, not only with Facebook on their feeds, but also in Instagram as well. So now we've got this multi-channel environment where you can use up to four different media in just a few minutes and reach that audience over and over and over again with a combination of direct mail and digital.
And how successful has this been for you or for your clients?
Well, we're really encouraged. The feedback we're getting is very good. In fact, for our own edification, we were pleased when we did a case study and we selected 10 disparate verticals within our customer database and worked with them to help us track the results. What we did was a split test. We took half the audience that they were trying to reach and sent half that audience just direct mail. We took the other half and sent them direct mail and display advertising in this particular instance, and watched to see what happened. And we had separate unique phone numbers on the postcards we mailed for each of the two, the A-B tests. And in the aggregate, when we looked at all of these campaigns, we saw on average about a 38% lift or an increase in response. And what was really encouraging about that was the spend to get that increase was only about 15%.
Wow.
It works, and I've got some ideas. I don't pretend to understand all the science behind it, but one of the things that kind of resonates with me, and it's, if you've been around advertising in any for any time, you've probably heard, you know, reach tells and frequency sells. And there's an awful lot of folks, particularly in the small business space, that spray and pray. They'll take a radius around their location and reach it with one vehicle, and that's fine. That's not really a marketing plan. What we encourage clearly is, instead of just reaching every home around your trade area, let's find the homes that are much more likely to buy from you and then reach them multiple times. One of the truly powerful things, I think the most powerful thing about direct mail, I mentioned this earlier, is its invasive nature. Somebody in that household has to touch that piece. It's tangible, and at least for a few seconds, it's resonating at a mental level with the person who gets it. And we amplify that message with digital touches. One of the analogies I like to make is another advertising term that's called the Bader-Meinhof phenomenon, and some people call it frequency illusion. But if you've ever, let's say, purchased an automobile and you drive out of the dealership, it's amazing how many times you see your car, whereas before you maybe would not have noticed it. And that, I believe, is a powerful reason why direct mail works the way it does. It's that first impression that somebody really has to acknowledge. Now when those digital ads show up and those emails show up and you see that logo and that offer on Facebook, it's much more likely to resonate.
I was in the direct marketing business some years ago, and really enjoyed it because it was so accountable. We're going to have to take a break here for a few minutes to pay a few bills. When we come back, let's talk about how this application is working on the B2B side for you and your projections for the future of direct mail. Paul, over to you.
We all know it's one thing to own a business, but it's another to promote it. That's why thousands of businesses rely on Taradel.com. That's Taradel.com. They do so because it's the easiest way to reach new customers with direct mail and digital ads. We're talking about here today. You can promote sales events, announce grand openings, send coupons, and much, much more. See all the things you can do and how easy it is to create your own multi-channel marketing campaign at Taradel.com. Check it out, Taradel, Taradel.com. And if you ever want to think about doing a podcast for your company or brand, you might want to talk to us. We can show you how to establish your thought leadership without writing a book. We can help you develop a personal brand, and we can basically show you how to tell stories, long-form stories, the kind you just don't get to do anymore, where they give you 30 minutes instead of 30 seconds. The Funnel Media makes it easy so you can be heard by hundreds or thousands of listeners, the people you're trying to reach. Talk to them directly. Separate yourself from the crowd. Contact Funnel Media today. Simply go to podcastsmadeeasy.com. That's podcastsmadeeasy.com. All right, you guys are making it sound easy to do direct mail again here, and I know where Jim's going with this. Is direct mail just for B2C? Or can it be used to B2B? Because I don't get much B2B direct mail anymore. I still do at home, but I don't get much of my business.
I believe absolutely, and we'll be in a much better position to walk you through more specifics. We're just in the next month, we'll be launching formally our B2B solution. I should backtrack a bit. We invest quite a bit in data, and we license lots of databases to bring all these opportunities in front of the audience we're trying to reach. So, for instance, and I'll just dwell on the consumer thing for just a second. We have an in-house database of virtually every household in the country, and we have up to 300 variables on those households, things like age, income, presence of children, property owned, and so forth, and some behavioral information as well. And on the B2B side, we just licensed a B2B database, and we have 27 million businesses in that database broken out by SIC code. So somebody who's trying to reach, let's say, financial institutions in a county in Virginia, that's the kind of thing they'll be able to look up very quickly if they want to reach that audience. And then we'll have the same turnkey solution built in so they can, you know, create the postcard and drop that in the mail. What we're working on the digital integration side is, say, enriching the data we have with things like email, targeting individuals at businesses with digital advertising is a bit more problematic because, you know, you can serve up display ads to an IP address at a business, but you have no idea if it's going to reach the same person. We do know we can absolutely reach them with direct mail, but the opportunity to get your ad in front of that individual is something I think we're going to be developing, and we're looking at, you know, solutions like LinkedIn, for instance, so we can try to marry and coordinate and integrate the B2B portion along with the digital side of this.
Well, if there's anybody that's going to solve it, Jim, it's going to be you and Taradel. Can see where you're going with it, and it gets me excited. It makes me want to be back in the direct marketing business again, frankly. What does someone pay to reach, say, 5,000 households in a given area, or 1,000 or 2,000? How do people pay for this? What's the cost?
One of the things we recognize getting back to the SMB space is a lot of small business owners, clearly a lot of any business owner, not just small business owner. You know, cash flow is always a challenge. And our average campaign is somewhere in the neighborhood of $2,500 to $3,000. And what we've recognized over time is, you know, that's a chunk of money for somebody whose, you know, annual revenues are, you know, very often less than $1 million a year. What we've built, and we're launching via pilot right now, but it'll be formalized in the next couple of months, is an opportunity to reach, let's say, an audience, to your point, of about 5,000 homes with postcards, reach that same audience with 50,000 display ad impressions, 50,000 Facebook impressions, and as I said, about a third of that audience three times with email. So now instead of just mailing the 5,000 postcards, you've got somewhere in the neighborhood of 110,000 total impressions to reach that audience. That's something that would cost about $3,000.
Pretty reasonable.
Yeah, we think so. And what makes it even more reasonable is we're also layering in call tracking so they can see what ads work, what kind of response they got, not just digitally, but also, you know, if the desired outcome is a phone call, for instance, which is very, very common, very often the case. But we also give the user the option of paying us over 12 weeks. So, you know, they can do the campaign I just described by, you know, entering their credit card information for $280 a week. And the early signs of that are pretty amazing. It's very popular. So, yeah, we really want to blow that out. We're excited about it.
That's a great approach because it allows them to get some clients in, get some customers in, pay for the programs, and then they just keep feeding it and paying for it. I've had huge success in the past of being with a B2B direct marketing and doing it in my own medical device company that I was in as VP of sales and using postcards. And some people say, well, postcards. Yeah, that's amazing what postcards do. As you say, people see the offer immediately. There's a skill. There's a knack. There's a real science behind designing cards like this. It gets people's attention. And I've built several device companies through the years using postcards to 100,000 physicians at a time going out in waves. And you know, I really believe in what you're doing and how you've priced this thing has really made it worthwhile. I can't wait to see what you come up with in the B2B space. And then a year from now, after you launch it, how much better it's going to be. Geez, the time has gone by so quickly and we're right up against our next show. I'd love to have you back in a month or two as you launch your B2B side. Let's talk about it. I'd like to get into a little bit more depth and how some people are using the product on the consumer side. How can people reach you, Jim?
They can reach us online at taradel.com, T-A-R-A-D-E-L. And they can reach me at jim@taradel.com.
Thank you very much, Jim. Jim Fitzgerald, founder and CEO of Taradel. Great product, great timing. I think you've got something that's very, very valuable there, Jim. Thanks for taking your time today.
Thanks, Jim. Enjoyed it. Take care.
Thank you. Paul, over to you.